From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. Venezuelans vote in their presidential election this Sunday. Voters will choose between acting President Nicolas Maduro and opposition candidate Enrique Capriles. The election is being held to replace President Hugo Chavez, who died last month after battling cancer. Venezuela is facing a number of economic problems. Rotson Villabon owns a gift store, but his business needs United States dollars to import products made in China. He is unable to exchange Venezuelan money for dollars at the official exchange rate of about 6.5 bolivars to the dollar. He says the supply of dollars is even limited on the illegal black market, where dollars cost 25 bolivars or more. He says that is why business at his store is down. Some economists agree with him. Venezuela has the highest rate of inflation in South America. In February, the nation reduced the value of Venezuelan money by one-third, which has made imports more costly. The economic troubles have resulted in shortages of products, from necessities like food to beauty products. Mr. Villabon says he plans to vote for Enrique Capriles in the election. The opposition leader has promised to open the economy to foreign investment. The two candidates in the Venezuelan elections are very different. Mr. Capriles is a lawyer. He says he will improve social programs and improve conditions for businesses. Nicolas Maduro was a labor union leader and served as vice president to Hugo Chavez. He has promised to continue the social policies and programs of the former president. For his supporters, the election is about saving programs for free housing, health, and education that Mr. Chavez created. José Antonio Silva and his brother just received free medical treatment at a health center.
And if Maduro, God willing, wins the election, this will continue because this is a project the president wanted for the poor people.
On Wednesday, Mr. Maduro accused Mr. Capriles of planning to end popular social policies if he becomes president. He said the opposition leader was planning to return Venezuela's state oil company to private investors. Mr. Capriles denies this. The nation's oil wealth has paid for many of the programs started during the 14-year rule of Hugo Chavez. Mr. Maduro currently has a large lead over Mr. Capriles in studies of probable voters. And that's the Learning English Economics Report.